to the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you could say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis,
Krista Curtis,
and John Curtis.
Coming up, we've got Krista's news on the way. We've got the return of the Bambino, and we're going to kick things off tonight with Wilhelm Tell Me. Actually, no, we're going to give out our Twitters and stuff.
You might want to let them know this. Ask the Bambino, because we haven't done the segment so long.
You are, yeah. Most people like the Bambino. What, you guys playing some baseball over there? What the hell's going on? Okay, so you can tweet at us. We'll tweet live back with you during the show. My Twitter is JasonCurtis925.
Krista Curtis 1.
John Curtis 316. If you want to get your live Bambino questions in, if you need some help with your life.
Yeah, you can call us at 425-686-9552. Basically, the Bambino is if Ann Landers was a prick, is what it boils down to.
A drunk prick.
A drunk prick. If Ann Landers was a drunk prick, that's going to be the Bambino. Just getting ready for the segment. All right, we're going to kick things off tonight with Wilhelm Tell Me and Growing Younger right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Growing younger. Some time, got the city lights on my mind. You can take me anywhere but here. Don't you know when I can beat a year? Still sometimes the money, I just think they're funny. Tell me, do ya? I like a kick drum beating, repeating and repeating. Tell me, do ya? We won't wait for another day. Till the party's over, gonna take some time to play. Don't let your teenage heart get sober.
Time to play. Don't let your teenage heart get sober.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Wilhelm Tell Me with Growing Younger. That has a real Foster the People kind of feel to it. I can never remember the name of the song. The one about...
Pumped Up Kicks?
Yes. Yes, that's
the one about the party getting shot up?
Yeah, that's the one I'm trying to think of. But these guys are talking about growing younger, not killing people for their shoes. I don't know which one's better, but...
Well, one's impossible, so...
I mean, you could always kill some kids for their shoes.
That's true.
That happens all the time.
Unfortunately,
if somebody's
yes.
growing younger, that's just going to be on the news.
Yes. I want to mention Friday night, if you're in the North End, Repent is going to be performing at the Jet with Carl Rowe. It's going to be a kick-ass show. If you're up in the Mill Creek area, you're not going to want to miss this one. You're going to want to get tickets in advance because this thing is going to sell out. That's Saturday night at the Jet up in Mill Creek.
Don't mind me. I just killed everybody's headphones. It's okay.
Not mine, because I was smart enough to plug mine in across the room.
You didn't even plug yours in.
That's true.
You're lucky somebody else was smart enough to plug it in.
I've got. That's what we've got Big Mike for. That's why we pay him the big bucks, so he can plug in my headphones.
He's actually a pretty good assistant. He comes over. He lines up all the headphones before we... We shouldn't be telling this because, I don't know, do you do that for every show, Mike?
He will now.
Because yeah. if he didn't...
I do.
We are never going to hear the end of it if he doesn't do that for other shows. All the other shows are going to come up to us, and they already bitch about stuff that we do.
I mean, he supplies me a bottle of Crown Royal every day, and...
You got a maid here, don't you?
Yeah.
We love you, man.
That's the only way we can get John to show up.
So basically, the picture that you're painting is John walks in, and there's a bottle of Crown and some headphones on your chair, and that's
and a pile of gold jewels.
And some baubles.
And he's waiting to help people fix their head games.
Yep.
People right. are fucked up these days. Gotta fix them up.
Yeah.
Yep.
What was that? We have a ghost. We have a ghost in the studio.
The hell was that?
That was a police siren.
Oh, it sounded like. That's exactly what it sounded like to me. Was
sounded like a ghost flying through there.
We are still in Tacoma, guys and gals.
So when I was in the movie 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes.
It was filmed obviously at Stadium High School, and they had to shut that movie down. Like. Every 3 minutes, they'd have cut a scene because police cars driving by, sirens of some sort.
They had to
shut that movie down so many times. The actors were getting so pissed.
Whoever decided the site for that movie should have been fired because.
Were they going to move Stadium High School?
I mean, I guess they could have had it like Jason Lee if they wanted.
Well, I'm just saying, if you don't want to have to shut it down every 5 minutes, don't put it on Hilltop and don't put it at Stadium.
So you think they should have thought to themselves, like, what's the most impressive high school in the country? Well, that one's kind of cool, but there's a police station too close. Let's go to this shitty one. Kind of takes away from the movie.
And I like how John says when he was in...
I noticed the drop too, but I was going to let it go.
I always tell people that...
Well, how else would I know that they had to shut the movie down?
I always tell people, hey, you want to watch my brother's film? I drop it for you too.
He name drops me without even name dropping me. He calls me his brother.
You are his brother.
One of us will admit to that.
So what bit role did you play in this?
If you watch the movie...
I'm in like 2 minutes and 17 seconds or something, and then I'm like 45 seconds past that.
Yeah,
I had to quit because they only paid me $10 an hour, and I had a job that paid me $17.
Did you have a line?
I had lines, and then they cut my lines. I was supposed to be like one of the guys like entourage buddies or whatever, and they cut that shit out.
Bummer. But if you watch it, you will see John walk by and mean mug the camera.
Photobomb.
Yeah, and I'm
he's
like...
He's right behind the main characters.
And
he's
I'm like,
right
you're not supposed to look at the camera, but...
I didn't look at the camera. I looked past the camera. I gave him my camera eyes.
You sound like that D-bag in the movie right now.
when I watched it, I was like, that son of a bitch just mean-mugged the camera.
Oh, man.
Because the first time I watched it was with my practice wife, and we were watching it, and she's like, that's your brother. And I was like, yeah, and we're never going to hear the end of it. And here
you're
we
like,
are.
Yeah, old news. He's in all the movies.
And here we are, 20 years later, still talking about John's movie.
Oh, 20 years, trying to make me sound so old over here.
What year was it?
Oh, no, it wasn't 20. It
definitely wasn't 20 years ago because it was after I graduated.
I wasn't even in high school 20 years ago.
Don't be trying to make me sound old.
Yeah, it was like 2000, wasn't it like 2001
90,
or something?
No, it was...
It was 99. It was the year I graduated.
Okay, so 16 years. My bad.
Hey, you were fucking like...
I was a decade off.
You were like 20% off.
Well, when you look at it percentage-wise, it sounds like a lot worse.
It sounds like a lot, right?
Like a sale at JCPenney's or something. I was 20% off.
If you tell somebody something is 20% off, they don't get excited about that.
So, speaking of police, I found a list of the 20 most ridiculous police excuses people gave people.
Maybe that...
People...
Excuses people gave police.
There was a lot of peas in there.
I was thinking Mike might have played that cop siren. He was trying to look out for us and set up our bit, and we just completely fucked it all up.
I'm only going to read you the top five I think are funny, because the rest of them are either too long and I don't want to read that much, or they weren't funny. The first one here, it snowed 6 inches that day, and a cop. These are all stories from police officers. So it's not like people saying, this is how I got out of a ticket. It snowed 6 inches, and the cop radared a lady at 54 and a 30. Once he stopped her, he said, why are you going so fast? And she said, well, duh, because there's snow on my windshield, and how am I going to get it off just so I can see? So she was going double the speed limit so that she could clear the snow off of her windshield.
So did she get a ticket for speeding and defective wipers?
Right. See, and I actually used a similar excuse in the snow when I was living in Pullman, because it had snowed the night before. I had a rear-wheel drive car, and there was a big-ass hill I had to get up to get to work. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning, because I was doing mornings at a radio station over there. And
oh,
I was doing...
Oh, you're going to drop that? You're a morning host at a radio station?
I was doing morning radio.
Way to drop that for you.
And so I was doing 40 and a 25, and the cop pulled me over halfway up the hill.
And you said, do you listen to 92.5?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, unless you want me to talk a lot of shit about you here in about 45 minutes... No, he stopped me halfway up the hill, so I actually had to go back down the hill and take another run at it. But
and he didn't just sit there and stop and watch you? You go, know, hey, fucker, I told you to slow down.
I waited until he left. But, yeah, he asked me why I was going so fast. I was like, because I got a rear-wheel drive car, and I was trying to get a run at the hill.
Did you get away?
No, he didn't give me a ticket. I was quite happy.
Then you got away.
This one actually sounds like
Yes, I started my sentence before you asked your question.
This one actually sounds like a blonde story. He says he radared a kid, a 17-year-old kid, going 101 miles an hour. The kid said, that is ridiculous. I was not going 101 miles an hour. My car only goes 85. And the cop says, why do you think your car only goes 85? He goes, well, that's as far as the speedometer goes, and I had the pedal to the floor.
What the hell were they driving, a Yugo?
Your daddy needs to teach you more about cars. That was dangerous, 101 in a Ford Explorer.
That is dangerous. 85 is pretty dangerous in a Ford Explorer.
I didn't know they went that fast.
If you've got the speedometer pegged in a Ford Explorer, you are about to die.
We got some problems talking today. You're not even drinking. You can't even say it.
Well, Chris has been repeating herself.
I haven't done it since we started recording. And I wasn't repeating everything. I would just say a sentence and I would repeat one word over and over again.
You've all got really bad stutters today.
This one actually might be pretty legit. Stopped a guy for going 71 miles an hour in a 50 because he wanted to get to McDonald's before the breakfast menu ended.
You got to let
that
guy go.
That's a worthy cause.
I mean, if the guy said he was trying to get to Burger King before their breakfast menu expired, you'd give the guy a ticket for being stupid.
There's a big difference between sausage McMuffin with egg and cheese.
And a sandwich.
And a cheeseburger.
And a cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah, because McDonald's lunch.
A chicken sandwich.
A McChicken. McDonald's.
A Filet-O-Fish. I don't even want to know what kind of diarrhea that would cause.
Especially if you're like in the mood for an Egg McMuffin and then you got to go to a Filet-O-Fish. That's like your palate is not ready for that.
If you're in the mood for an Egg McMuffin and you go to McDonald's, you're just going to drive on through.
I've done it. I've driven through.
If it's past breakfast time, you just keep on trucking. Yeah.
What really pisses me off is my favorite McDonald's one is the sausage biscuit. And you add cheese to it because it doesn't come with cheese, which is stupid.
I've never understood that.
Now, you can go to McDonald's after midnight. I don't know if people know this. And order breakfast.
Yeah.
After midnight, you can get
sausage, egg,
McMuffins. You can't get the biscuits.
Yeah.
Because I guess they want to act like they cook them fresh.
Yeah, because they make those things fresh every single morning.
They start de-thawing them.
Can you get the McGriddles?
I don't think so.
I think all you can get is the muffins.
But I went there at... This was an awesome night, I guess. I went there at like 3:57.
Like 3 minutes before they started serving breakfast, yes.
And so I was at the
speaker.
The speaker. Krista, she knows what the fuck I was trying to say. I was at the speaker, and I ordered a sausage biscuit with egg and cheese. And she says, we don't sell that till 3, or till 4. And I go, well, that's good, because it'll take me 3 minutes to get to your window. Like, I got time.
Yeah, just make it.
Yeah, I'm ordering. And she goes, no, you can't order that until 4. I said, okay, well, do you want me to just sit here until 4? It's 3 minutes. I will just park my car and sit here. And she said I couldn't do that. And who's going to stop me? Is a tow truck going to get here in the next 3 minutes?
And you're going to come out here and push my car out of your drive-thru?
So 4 o'clock came around, and I ordered the biscuit. And between the speaker and the window, I made a personal decision that I didn't need that biscuit that bad.
No, you made an intelligent decision. Because
I was going to ask if you ate it.
I was going to say, you do not want to eat that sandwich.
Yeah, I obviously my mind wasn't working very well.
But it was working well enough after you ordered, because that's a good call to not eat that sandwich.
Something fired after you ordered that sandwich.
On the way to the window, I just flipped them the bird and kept driving by. This
well played.
They better have made that biscuit too.
Better choice.
Yeah. Where the fuck were we?
We're talking about McDonald's, John.
McDonald's, got it. The next one, the guy pulled over a Corvette going 100 miles an hour. It was late night on a highway. There was no traffic. He told the driver, you were flying. Unless you have a pilot's license, you're going to jail. Yes, the man pulled out a pilot's license. And yes, the police officer let him go.
Well, when the cop says something like that, they're kind of, you got to call their bluff, you know?
They're kind of stuck. But honestly, how many people out there are going to be like, yes, I do have a pilot's license?
Well, I mean,
statistically,
how many times is that your get out of jail free card?
Well, yeah.
I think more driving Corvettes than Accords.
Yes.
And
you're not going to find a lot of pilots in Civics. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, that's where I'm going with that. And, you know, pilot's license really don't cost. You can get one for like $700. It's flying the plane that costs the money.
Yeah.
Or buying the plane.
Or crashing the plane.
Well, that doesn't cost any money.
That costs other people money.
Nobody is self-insured when they own a plane. That just doesn't... I don't think that's it's not like a motorcycle.
You don't think they call Progressive?
Yeah, it's like, oh, if it's paid off, can I just not have insurance?
Hey, Flo, I need some airplane insurance.
This was like... this is the most honest I've ever heard anybody talk to a police officer. A 17-year-old was going 23 over when he was asked by the police officer, why were you going so fast? He looked the cop dead in the eyes, and he said, because I'm all kinds of stupid.
That's actually a pretty good one. I can see you getting away without a ticket on that.
I've tried to tell. Like, I don't know what I've tried to be funny with cops to
sometimes,
try and get out
of tickets. Sometimes it works.
And
depending on the kind of funny you're trying to be.
It's been more that... Well, my kind of funny isn't
necessarily.
It's funny to me, and not
funny and not to cops.
I thought you didn't know that, John. Sometimes your funny's only funny to you.
But I still say it because I think it's funny. I still say it because it's funny to me.
We just assumed you didn't understand that it wasn't funny to other people.
The worst one that I did that wasn't funny to the police officer and got me the biggest ticket was I was meeting my grandmother for lunch one day, and it was like 20 minutes away from my work, and I only have I usually don't even get lunch. I had to beg for lunch, so yeah. I go to lunch, 20 minutes to get there, so I'm like, I got 10 minutes to eat and get back. Actually, I don't even get that. I got negative 20 minutes. I'm already here, right? So I take a carpool exit, and I'm by myself. I'm in a truck, no tinted windows or anything, just a cab truck, and this cop pulls me over because he was sitting at the top. And he goes, pulls me over and goes, sir, do you have anybody else in your vehicle with you today? And I looked around. I checked glove boxes. I moved seats. I picked up the seat in the back. I said, man, I swear to God there was somebody here when I left. I don't know where the hell they went, though. And, yeah, he didn't like that.
He didn't laugh.
So he says something to me. And this is probably what... So he didn't laugh. That's why I was going to take it anyway.
Yeah.
And he said, don't be stupid with me. And I said, well, when you ask a stupid question, you get a stupid answer. You can see there's nobody in this fucking car. And so I got like a $1,200 ticket.
Whoa!
Is that a dick tax?
It was a stupid question.
I mean, that's like
if he expected a real answer, ask me a real question. Like, why'd you take the carpool exit?
Exactly.
Where are you in such a big hurry to go?
I mean, and honestly, if you'd said, I'm trying to go have lunch with my grandmother and I've only got 20 minutes, you might have gotten out of that ticket.
And the exit takes you an extra 15 minutes to get there. This exit, like, seriously, it was the old Walmart parking lot there, or the Top Foods parking lot.
Yeah.
And 317th exit off I-5 and Federal Way drops you, like, right into that parking lot. And the other one would have taken me.
It's a pretty bullshit ramp. I mean, we all have to pay for it, and only the buses and the carpool people get to use it. And it does cut, like, 15 minutes off your exit time.
And that cop just asked me a stupid question. Is there anybody in your car with you today? Are you blind?
Does God count?
I don't think God's riding a shotgun in John's car.
We would all hope he was driving.
And then it was it wasn't even it was Mom's truck, right? And so it's like the family's truck that we use for just gardening and shit. So obviously, like, the insurance wasn't up to date, the registration wasn't up to date.
There was
like 20 insurances and insurances and registration in the glove box. None of them were current. The ticket was ridiculous.
All right. All I can think is you're lucky it had current tags on it. And I think we've all...
You still get a ticket if you don't have the registration in the truck.
Yeah. Apparently a $1,200 ticket.
It was many, many tickets. You just combine them all into one.
All right. We've got Krista's news coming up. We've also got the Bambino, the return of Ask the Bambino. If you've got a Bambino question, give us a call, 425-686-9552, or text your question to that number as well. We are going to get back into the music with Fog People and My Turn right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com. Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Fog People with My Turn.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
Welcome to my news. We're going to give the good people of Florida a break this week. What? And we aren't going to talk about any Florida news.
I swear, I haven't been hearing a lot of Florida news in general. And it's almost like they shut down all media coming out of Florida.
I think Jeb Bush did it. He don't want people to think that his state's a bunch of wackos.
People already know that.
I was going to say, he should have started this fucking campaign about 15 years ago.
15 years ago, he should have just moved.
Well, it's so hot down there. It just drives people crazy. But we're going to start out in Pennsylvania today. Actually, this happened in Erie, Pennsylvania. Kind of funny.
Been there.
A lady got home, and you know, we've been talking all about how burglars show up at your house and eat your food and take naps on your couch and shit. Yeah. Well, this lady got home, and this guy was doing laundry and taking a shower at her house. So she called the police, because that's what you do when you don't know someone in your house. And the guy was arrested for criminal trespass, disorderly conduct, public intoxication, and loitering and prowling at night.
Public intoxication? I was inside someone's house. It wasn't in the public.
I wasn't in the public.
The last charge, I don't know if you caught that, loitering and prowling at night. So I don't know if there's a different charge for loitering and prowling in the daytime.
Is that
but
like,
they specifically said at night.
Well, you would think loitering and prowling would be the same offense. Like, loitering is like sitting in front of a QFC smoking cigarettes.
And
like,
prowling
is like peering through windows and jerking off on
cars.
People's walls.
That's peeping Tomming, Sean. That's different.
I think it's not the same thing.
Prowling's like breaking into things, like breaking into cars or something.
I bet every time a Dodge Prowler goes by, you get all these weird images, huh?
As long as he keeps them in his head.
Some guy driving by with his dick in his hand. Ah!
You guys can't see it, but Jason just had two hands going, like on opposite sides of his body.
I was double fisting my penis.
Yeah, it looked like he was.
It looked like he had a buddy sitting next to him.
Was what
like
I was
like.
The dude with the two dicks?
Yeah. I know you were just trying to drive a car with a big wheel, but.
I was, actually, and then it just. Krista took it someplace dark.
Well, it was also the face you made, like you were grinding your teeth. You were just like, you were fucking getting it. You were just like, yeah, like you just.
Hopefully you don't make that face when you drive.
Like you were just hammering away at two dudes you found in your house.
I don't think there's an appropriate prowling. Time to make that face, period. I don't
care. If you make that face when you drive, people think you're doing something else.
Looks really weird when I'm on my bike going down the freeway.
Or you could make that face and people would just maybe
get the
hell out of your
way. Let's let him by, honey.
I don't know. I found people to be horrible drivers lately. I turn into a whole different person, I realize, today when I'm driving down the road than when I'm just, like, sitting here talking.
You should sit in my semi-truck for a day.
Okay.
Shit will blow your mind.
On to Kentucky. So this next story is about another burglar / prowler, John.
Was there wall-coated semen walls?
Did he get a ticket for loitering?
No. This 42-year-old woman broke into her neighbor's house. She was trying to steal their prescription medication.
No semen walls then, I guess.
And cigarette
a slug
filters.
Trail.
She had legs.
Yeah, that lady lives in Colorado.
Ah.
So she's trying to steal prescription drugs and cigarette filters, and she goes in and notices the kitchen stove is on. So
John and I just had the exact same reaction when you said she was trying to steal cigarette filters. like that's a thing?
That's what it says she was trying to steal.
They're expensive on the black market.
Like people just smoke it down to the filter and this bitch is going around stealing
them. Maybe she has hella cats and she needs tampons for them.
Maybe they make their own, if they roll their own cigarettes, they buy filters, right?
Anybody I've ever known that rolled
if
their
you're
own
fucking,
cigarettes.
If you're homeless enough to break into someone's house for prescription medications, you can non-filter that shit. That is.
I'm going to say, the filter's the least of your worries.
Well, she only lived a couple doors down. So she called the fire department. It doesn't say necessarily why she called, because the house wasn't on fire, but the stove was on. So.
Well, she didn't want to turn the stove off.
So she called the firefighters.
Somebody might have been warming it up or boil some noodles or something.
To light her cigarettes.
Then she would have been in the last story about the people that were home when the burglars came in. But the police came and everything, and they're talking to her. And through talking to this lady, they figured out that she doesn't really belong in this house. So she's just a neighbor. So they figure out that she broke in. And she admitted to them that she broke in to steal the medication, so they took her to jail.
That I would think that's a pretty standard crime in Kentucky, breaking into somebody's house to steal prescription drugs, not the filters part. That part still, I can't wrap my head around that. Because you said if you're rolling your own, everybody I've ever known that rolled their own cigarettes did not smoke them with filters.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a smoker, so I don't know. It just seems
like... Or like this
you
woman
would
was just sitting at home. She's like, I have all this tobacco and not a single filter. What am I going to do? Like, even when she gets to the house and she finds like a big bag of tobacco and a big bag of filters, like she's just going to take the filters? Like, leave the tobacco there?
It says twice in this article, prescription medication and cigarette filters. Twice. In two different
if
places.
You know what... If you've ever heard of anybody using a fucking...
Hold on. I don't know because I'm not a drug chemist. They might use the cigarette filters to filter out something from the medication. Could be. Maybe to make some meth or something.
You think two meth heads live within doors of each other in this neighborhood? Well, maybe is that common in Kentucky, Jason?
I would think that's pretty common in Kentucky.
Yeah,
asked Jason because he has family in Kentucky.
I do, and they're the house in between.
I've never been there, and I don't know anybody from Kentucky, so I have no idea.
They make sure they have large bags of cigarette filters, so when people break in, they just throw them at them. Get the fuck out! Here's your filters.
They leave them on the porch. It's like Christmas and Santa. You leave a plate of filters out on the porch, and they won't break in.
But the only thing she actually did get was a little red wagon.
A radio flyer?
It wasn't even on her list.
I would think she would use the radio flyer to get the other shit home.
Well, she didn't find the other shit, so she just took the wagon.
Was she
expeditioning? Why do you have this wagon? Because it's full of cigarette filters and prescription medications. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. I see him right there. Okay, we're sending you to special jail.
You're coming with us.
Can we get this short police car to come pick this woman up?
Well, she was charged with second-degree burglary, taken to jail. So, when somebody dies, do you think you should just, like, bury the hatchet, as they say? Or are you still angry with them, do you think?
Bury the hatchet with them?
That's what I was like, yeah, you fucking bury them. What kind of a rude...
Unless you call them a hatchet. That's not the question I asked, Jason. So, this... Another Kentucky person. Kentucky news instead of Florida this week. This guy was arrested after police walked by and saw him digging up a grave. So he told the officer that he was trying to dig up his father's grave so they could have an argument. Obviously, he's not all together with it.
Yeah, I think they might have short police cars there in Kentucky because it sounds like they need them often.
So it's said that he seemed intoxicated and he was shouting Bible verses. So I don't know where in the Bible it tells you to dig up your relatives.
I'm going to say at the point when you have to get a shovel to finish the argument, it's time to just let it go.
He said he was inspired to dig him up by a Bible verse. But it doesn't say which Bible verse it was.
And on the eighth day, God said, dig that son of a bitch up and finish the fight.
Do you know more than like the first paragraph of the Bible?
No.
He was charged with violating graves, public intoxication, and marijuana possession.
No.
Yeah. And it says the name of the person buried where he was digging has not been released. But it says this guy's name. So if he's trying to dig up his dad and you're wondering... You can figure it out.
Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out who he was digging up.
His name was Michael May. So I'm assuming his father's name was probably
Mr.
same
May?
Last name.
So I read this story also. And when do you think the guy's dad died?
1997.
I know already.
It was like 35 years ago.
That shit has been stewing.
He wants to know where the hell his dad put his red wagon and his cigarette filters.
It's at the neighbor's house.
I want to know what the hell the argument was about. If it's been stewing in this guy for 35 years to the point where he just now decides, I'm going to go dig him up and we're going to finish this shit.
I've been drunk where I've taken on some
strange tasks.
Yeah, some impossible tasks. Like, we're going to do this and it's just we're going to climb to the top of this mountain and whatever. But
it usually ends up being, you guys are going to climb to the top of this mountain.
But like, I'm not going to grab a shovel and dig in like a 9-foot hole and then drag a casket out of it.
The casket would definitely be lighter than it was when they put it in the ground.
You know what I mean? It's just like, that's a, like, to be that fucked up where you're like, I'm going to do this. And it's had to be at least, well, midnight. Let's say it's midnight.
Yeah, nothing good ever happens after midnight in a cemetery.
You have 6 hours to dig a 9 foot by 3 foot by 9 foot hole. That's
working.
You bit off a little more than you can chew, I think.
you better take some buddies with you.
Once you get that hole dug, you have to like pry open the casket. Like they have them.
Well, you got
to
pull it out, and that son of a bitch is down there, like John's saying, like 9 feet.
Well, I think most. Well, I don't know about in Kentucky, but around here, I think they have like stuff around the casket, so it's not like you can just dig to it and like open it up. Aren't they locked up and stuff?
Oh, I don't know.
I think Chris dug a couple more graves up than we have.
Gonna say she knows a little bit more about this than we do.
Well, I've been to funerals. Don't you guys pay attention?
Yeah, but I don't think they got locks on them.
They have them like
there's a bio lock. You gotta
no, they like
print.
Like they got like, an alarm on them. Beep beep.
That's like crank them closed. It's not like there's like just a little flip latch like a little kid's suitcase.
Click click.
It doesn't work that way.
I think they crank those closed because the last thing people want to see right before their loved ones go on the ground is just the top of that thing just slamming shut.
Or a bulldozer coming in.
You think when they drop it down, the lid goes ka-thunk? I don't think that's why they close them so securely.
So people can't get out. Well, that's the obvious reason. That's the obvious reason.
All right, is that it for your news?
That's good enough.
You know why there's a fence around the graveyard?
So the ghosts can't get out?
Because people are dying to get in.
It's like third grade all over again. John is cracking himself up over here.
It's crazy because there's a fence around every single graveyard. It doesn't make sense.
It's like there's a cop here. John's just cracking jokes and making himself laugh.
It doesn't make sense there's a fence around there. I don't know. It's funny to me.
All right, we're going to get back into the music with Lee Gregory and Stuck in Tacoma right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
that's all right with me.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Lee Gregory with Stuck in Tacoma.
The following advice is not provided by any sort of professional. The Bambino does not assume any responsibility if you decide to follow, listen, or heed anything he says. It is actually recommended that you don't. He holds absolutely no degree of any kind, which makes his opinion invalid. Follow this advice at your own risk. The Bambino does not assume responsibility for loss of job, relationship, or incarceration. Although if you do end up in jail, please write in new questions for the Bambino to answer. That being said, post your questions to the Bambino on the Family Meeting Facebook page or email us at thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com.
You know what's bad is Styles has given out our email address more than we have right there.
That song, I know it's Stuck in Tacoma, but it sounded like it was in honor of our fine friends in Kentucky.
Stuck in Kentucky.
If you do end up in jail, we will accept your collect call from the penitentiary.
Yes, at 425-686-9552. But don't tell Big D because I think that would end up going on his bill. Not my bill, because I ain't paying for it.
I'm sure that's what his wife wants to see, a bunch of phone calls from prison that he's accepted.
Nice. All right. If you've got a question for the Bambino, email or text or call that phone number. We've got a couple here. The first one, Mr. Bambino.
Yes.
What is the best way to get set up with VIP access?
Fuck. What do you guys think? I'm ballers? What do you think?
That's how you talk. You talk like you roll.
If they thought you're a baller, they would think you just bought it. Obviously, you con your way in.
Yeah.
All right, there's three ways to get VIP access.
See, he knows.
The first way is you need to get better friends.
Roll with your friends.
Make friends with people that roll VIP.
Yep.
And then you get in VIP.
Yep.
That's probably the easiest. Unless you're a homely motherfucker that can't get no friends, then you're kind of stuck.
Or a prick.
Most of those people that fly VIP all the time would fit into that category.
I was gonna say.
So if you're a prick, you fit right in.
Yeah. Douchebags roll with douchebags. That's kind of how that...
Number two. Blow somebody. I'm sure that you could find somebody.
Just make sure it's the right person.
Yeah, because you don't want to blow somebody and then him be like, I'll look into it.
Here's your water. I'm just the busboy.
And the third way, which is how I get VIP access everywhere I go, I didn't know I did this, but I guess I do get VIP access everywhere. Not that I get it, but
you earn it.
I strive for it. I just pay for it.
There's a dollar figure for everybody.
Yeah, like I don't want to go to a Mariners game unless I'm sitting Diamond Club, because there you get unlimited free cocktails all day long.
I got to the point where I can't go to an M's game because I sat in the boxes for so many years because my mom worked someplace that had one of the suites, and I can't sit with the commoners.
Chris, I, and Jason are going to a comedy show in San Francisco in October, and we're sitting VIP. I paid for that one just because I wanted.
You guys really paid for it because you're paying my way down there.
That's how bad I want a VIP. I was like, fuck it, Jason. I will pay your way.
So there is a fourth way. To get VIP.
Well, no, because Jason...
You fit into category one.
Yeah, no, Jason fits into category number two.
Oh, was that two?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I blew John to get in my... That's right.
That's nasty on a whole bunch of levels, you guys.
And
That's sick, because we're related.
And you're going to know when he blows me, because I'm going to make him shave his goatee.
I figured you'd make me keep it. It's like a muff.
Okay, you're taking it too far.
Next question.
All right.
That's how you get VIP access. Since I'm such a baller, I guess everybody thinks that.
We highly recommend just paying for it.
All right. Next question is, what do I do when my girlfriend won't decide where to go to eat and she shoots down every suggestion I have?
Man, I get these girlfriend questions all the time.
You've been single for a long ass time.
I talk about it all the time too.
Maybe that's what they're striving for. They're wanting to find out how to get single.
Or why are you single? This is what you do. I got this one down though. I know what to do here. You suggest one place to eat. Honey, let's go to the Outback. She's going to say, no, I don't want the Outback. And you're going to say, okay, 1 second. Go up. Turn your Xbox on. Put Madden in there. Start a game. It's going to take 45 minutes. And when that bitch gets hungry enough, like a dog, like if you put a dog bowl out there with some food in it, the dog might not be hungry right then. So it might just lay around and be lazy. But eventually that dog is going to go to the bowl and start eating that food. What? So eventually... That woman's going to be like, Well, shit. Okay. Okay, honey, let's go to the Outback. And then you go to the fucking Outback and you eat. That's the best way to handle
what
it.
What you're saying is your Xbox Live tagger name is Pavlov. You just... It's some deep shit right there.
What John's really saying is a girlfriend will do absolutely anything to get you to not enjoy yourself playing video games.
Yeah, once she sees...
You could have stopped with video games.
Like, once she sees that you're happy, she'll be like, let's go, we're leaving right now.
I'll eat anything.
Yeah. I'll eat food I don't even want to make you be less happy.
Yeah, just...
That's what John's saying.
Just turn Madden on, put a big smile on your face, and that shit'll end real
You'll
quick.
You'll be eating steak within a half hour.
Yeah, just real quick.
All right, the last one we got here is, this is a person after your own heart. He says, my girlfriend says I drink too much, but I don't want to break up. What should I do? That last part's not after you, but the first part.
All right. This is a pretty easy one myself, too. You don't want to break up with her, right? So you got to sit her down, have like an intervention. Sit her down and say, honey, I don't want to break up with you. I love you so much. Blah, 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 blah. Like, Google some shit that you want to say to her, and you'll find a bunch of shit to say to girls. So Google it. Say it to her. And then say, but honey, the only way I can listen to your bullshit for more than 5 minutes is just to put myself in a mindset where I can do that. And that takes about 3 quarters of a bottle of Bacardi. So, I mean, I love you. I don't want to break up. But if to listen to the shit that comes out of your mouth every day, I got to get drunk.
He says he doesn't want to break up with her.
That's why he tells her all the sweet shit first.
But you're telling her a way to get broken up with.
No, you're telling her you love her so much, but there's this thing, this you talk too fucking much, and I can't listen to it.
Oh, if you want your life ruined, email your questions to the Bambino at the family meeting at nwczradio.com or tweet them at the Bambino, which goes through John's Twitter account.
Yes, that's a red Solo cup you hear that because there was no ice clinging. It was just...
All right, we are going to get back into the music with Tyshawn and All We Know Is Now right here on the family meeting on nwczradio.com.
It's easy to keep searching for meaning and how to be complete. But it's nice to feel that where you are is where you're supposed to be. All we have is now. All we need is now. All we know is now. And now is all we need. All we need. This is where I need to be. Right where I'm meant to be. If things change, always do. I will be here now for you. You make me speak to the ghosts I don't want to face. But it's so beautiful to feel the support as we all take our own leap of faith. All we have is now. All we need is now. All we know is now. Now is all we need. All we need. Hey, this is where I need to be. Right where I'm meant to be. Things change and they always do. I will be here now for.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Tyshawn with All We Know Is Now. Little story about her. She's in Nashville this week and actually performed at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, which is a renowned place for all the classic. I mean, Willie Nelson's played there. Johnny Cash has played there. It's a great little songwriter place in Nashville. And she has a really cool song called The History of Marijuana. It's on YouTube. Go check it out. It's freaking hilarious.
These next 2 weeks, we're going to throw together a quick family meeting fantasy football page or team league. And so we have 6 spots available right now.
Because as Mike was informed of, he's playing.
Yeah, I was recruited.
So we have 6, maybe 8, depending on how many people we get to want to play. So tweet at us or send us an email that says you want to join, and we'll try and get this thing put together for you.
And how can people find out more about you?
Twitter, JohnCurtis316.
I'm on Twitter at KristaCurtis1, Krista with an H.
And mine is JasonCurtis925. You can email us at thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com. Go like our Facebook page. If you've got questions for the Bambino, hit us up.
And I can fix your fucked up life. I know it's shitty, but there's always a silver lining.
We need to have Dave re-record that and put that at the end. Just, I can fix your fucked up life. All right, we're going to close things out tonight with Mike Adele and More Than the Summer on the family meeting. We'll talk to you guys next Tuesday.
Didn't realize what was happening. So one by one, we left. Beat down to dry the tears in your eyes. We said goodbye. And then we started to count down the afternoons. We're leaving soon. Our faces stare at our feet, walking away.